Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Now, this is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, the get to know question is, if you were coming out on a stage or introduced on a ball field or you were coming out to theme music, what would your song be? What would your entrance song be? Amy?
Well, I'm needing like something from the Chicks, like Wide Open Spaces.
Why?
Well, because I'm from Texas, they're from Texas, and I used to listen to it a lot, especially when I would drive around with my windows down. It's just a feel-good song for me, but also paints a picture of, like, where I want to go. And I want to go to Wide Open Spaces. Like, I want to...
You having a mental breakdown? Are you good?
No, I feel great.
Oh, I thought now it's like you just want to go...
No.
Got it, got it.
You like, need new faces?
Ready, 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 ready to run.
It's a different song.
It is?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Ready to run.
Oh, boy.
Oh, oh
boy.
No. Yeah. Well, I need wide open spaces.
So you can run.
Room to make big mistakes.
Big mistakes.
All right, Lunchbox, you're coming out on stage. What would your song be?
Yeah, this is a shout out to all my teachers from back in the day, and it's Toby Keith. How do you like me now that I'm on my way? You still think I'm crazy standing here today?
Why?
Because, man, no one thought I was going to make it. My teachers thought I was a failure. I had no hope. I had no future. I was just a screw up in life, and that I was going to be... You know, in prison or what? I don't know where they thought I was going to end up. But
prison?
I don't know. They thought I had no future, and they just never believed in me.
Did they ever tell you that?
Dr. Evans, my pre-calculus teacher, my senior year, I filled out the final exam. I just wrote my name on it and turned it in.
Didn't even
Didn't even bother, like, answering a question. And he was like, man, I would love to be a fly on the wall in your first college classroom, because you're going to be in for a rude awakening. And I'm like...
But you turned in a blank test.
Yeah.
And college was sort of
You didn't graduate.
For you?
Nah, it wasn't that difficult.
But you don't have to graduate.
Right, I didn't have to graduate, but... What I'm saying is, as a teacher, you're not supposed to say, man, you're in for... Like,
you're also, as a student, not supposed to not take a test and put your name on it and just pass it in.
I'd already failed the class, man. I wouldn't even pass.
Just cut your losses?
Yeah, give me a zero. Yeah, whatever, dude. I got a 50 the last 6 weeks.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, and it's like... And my parents, they're the ones that told me, like, I was graduating high school and I was getting ready for college. And I was like, you know, not everybody goes to college.
But they're right. And you don't have to go to college to be successful.
How do you like me now? Then I'm on my way. Do you still think I'm crazy?
Eddie,
all them haters.
What would yours be, Eddie?
Okay, so I have 4 kids, right? So I'm a dad. So I thought I'd pick something that's very dad-ish. So I'm going to go, I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Not really what that song
that's
means,
about,
but
I'm feeling like, about what
your kids
yeah,
that's calling like, you what Big
mean?
Papa?
Well, that's like, I like talking to a lady. He's like, I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh.
Yeah, but
I didn't know that.
Yeah, throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
Throw your hands in the air. I thought like the kids, like, let's go, throw your hands in the air.
So you'll do like the kids bop version.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, the kids, like, they call me, like, hey, Papa.
I've never heard them call you Papa.
They don't actually, really.
They said Daddy.
What in the world?
And even that's a little weird. Too old.
But that'd be cool, right? Me coming out. I like it when you call me Big Papa.
I hear you. It just doesn't really.
I'm a dad, man. It is what it is.
I hear you. If I were picking one, it was, like, supposed to be representative, it would be, ooh, wee, ooh, I look just like Buddy Holly.
Oh, that's good. That'd
be Weezer, Buddy Holly. Because I am, I mean, some would say I'm a bit, maybe not many people, but a bit, you know, kind of nerdy looking.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Your glasses are Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But Buddy Holly was not nerdy. He was a rock star.
Well, see, I thought, man, a song for Bobby, I don't know if it's a song, though. I guess it's a movie. Revenge of the Nerds. I didn't know
that's
if there's
a movie.
Yeah, that's no song.
Not a song. Mm-hmm. I thought there was a song that went with that.
Well, that's what Buddy Holly, I mean. Ooh, I look just like Buddy Holly.
Or it'd be the Counting Crows song.
Yeah, but it doesn't represent me. Just how sad I am.
What about Pretty Fly for a White Guy?
Oh.
We don't have to take shots. No, this wasn't like, let's just line up the shots.
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
But I don't try to.
How's that a shot,
like,
though?
Be.
You are fly, dude.
I don't try to be like super, like, hip.
Oh, because that's kind of what that song said,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the kids, they're just like trying to be super cool.
Okay.
Anyway, how did this turn into shots on me? Okay, look, everybody, we're here. Get to know us. That's that. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband and I are expecting our first child. We cannot agree on a name. He won't budge on naming our firstborn after his father. They've used family names throughout generations. And I understand wanting to honor family members, but the baby will already have his last name. Isn't that enough? He wants to name the baby David. The issue is I've dated guys named David, and it makes me so uncomfortable to name my child after an ex. Even as a middle name, it makes me uncomfortable. Are there names similar or a spin on David that maybe I can convince him to put in the running? Signed, Mom-to-be. Yeah. So the first thing is there's a compromise. You pick this baby, that baby. This is not that. This is you hating the name David because of your ex. You're making it too much about yourself here. If it were, I have a name that's really important to me as well as he has a name that's important to him, I would say there is definitely a compromise that can be reached on baby one versus baby two. However, if it's about the name David specifically because you've dated guys named David that were douchebags, then I think that's on you to let that go. Because that's not as important and that's not as lasting as continuing we're naming babies after the lineage. I do get the last name. And again, if you said he already gets the last name, but I love the name Chuck, I wouldn't fight for Chuck, maybe Charles, then I would go, okay, there's a compromise, but it's only because of the name David and you dated losers named David.
Does he know this? Because I don't know of a guy that would want their child to be named after her ex-boyfriend.
It's not what? Named after her ex-boyfriend. Name. It's named after her dad.
Yeah,
but it's also
name.
An ex-boyfriend.
But which one weighs more?
The dad, but
by
I wouldn't
by far the dad. Yeah. It's generations versus like an ex-boyfriend. Who cares?
And David is so common.
Yes.
Like I guarantee you that my kids' names are not any of my wife's ex-boyfriends.
That you know.
I married.
Hold on. But what happened is with you, those names, if it was your ex-girlfriend and it was a name you really wanted because he was your grandpa, that would overweigh the ex-boyfriend part. It really would.
Yeah.
A hard ex-boyfriend relationship,
what?
A college one.
Oh, got it.
That was the one that made me cry. I like cry in the shower, cheated on me, blah, blah, blah. So I married a guy with the same name. And if my husband at the time, Ben, would have wanted to name our son Ben, I would have been okay with it and understood it came from his family line. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that every time I see my child, you give it a new association. I don't think of my college boyfriend. You know?
Apparently you do. I mean, a little bit sometimes.
This came
it comes
up.
Yeah, it comes up a little bit.
He comes up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a story in which I
this is
get
the
over
scales.
It.
This is the scales. Which one weighs more? What weighs more is you're naming it after somebody in the family versus some dude you dated.
Yeah.
Everybody has people they dated that weren't good. 20 of those. Well, for me, like, just a couple. I didn't date much.
Is there anything close to David?
No, it's got to be David.
David.
It's got to be David. Again, it would be different if she was fighting for a specific name for a specific purpose, but she's not. She just doesn't want to be named after one of her exes. But it's not named after one of her exes, and it's a very common name, like Amy said.
Very.
So I say this is a one certificate to get over yourself.
My brother's name is David. She can.
I think I know.
I don't know. She just got to figure something out. What if they make it like the middle name or something?
No. Nope. Base your answer. You can't do it based on an ex-boyfriend. He's doing it based on family lineage. That outweighs. You put the little weights on there. That one far outweighs her problem with the ex-boyfriend. Get over yourself is what I say. Oh. Maybe baby two, you can't name after an ex-boyfriend. You make that a rule.
Okay.
That's a rule I'd sign for.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's gonna be May.
May.
The meme. May, today's May 1st.
Yeah.
It's gonna be May.
That's so funny.
No, it's so dumb.
No, May it's 1st. Hilarious.
It drives me nuts.
Famous first, since today's the first. Write your answer down.
Oh.
Question number one. Who was the first person to step on the moon? First person to step on the moon, allegedly.
Okay.
Stop.
So they say.
Who was the first person to allegedly step on the moon? Let me know when you're in.
I'm in.
Amy.
Neil Armstrong.
Lunchbox.
Neil Armstrong.
Eddie.
Neil Armstrong.
Allegedly. Okay. Number two. What was the first music video to be aired on MTV? This is one of those that we've done like three times. In different ways, just to see if it will stick with you guys. The first music video to be aired on MTV.
I'm in.
In.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox.
Video killed the radio star.
Amy.
Video killed the radio star.
Eddie.
Video killed the radio star.
I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
That one stuck. Good job. Who was the first artist to sell over 50 million albums by 1959? First artist to ever sell 50 million albums, and he did it by 1959.
I mean, I don't even know an artist that was alive back then.
Rembrandt. Picasso.
Those are all artists, yeah.
1959.
Don't give him the answer.
Van Gogh.
Shh, stop.
I'm in for the win.
1959.
Yeah, I mean, think all the artists that were big back then.
I'm in.
Right.
Lunchbox.
Bing Crosby.
That's a quality guess, you know.
I have no idea.
Quality guess. Amy?
Frank Sinatra.
Quality guess. Eddie?
Elvis Presley?
It's Elvis.
Oh, Elvis.
He was alive back then?
What do you mean? That was like
he sold
prime.
50 million albums by then.
He's killing it, dude.
And I thought he was 60s, 70s.
He was?
He died in what, 80 or like set?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I want to say 80.
Yeah.
Maybe. 79.
I didn't know. That's why I didn't know he was in the 50s.
Who was the first U.S. president to resign from office? He died in 1977. Elvis did.
Way off. What was that question, Ben?
Who was the first U.S. president to resign from office? Famous firsts trivia.
I never knew presidents could resign.
You do this. Gosh. I quit.
Stop.
You knew presidents could quit.
Yes.
I've never heard that. Okay, we'll go. Oh, maybe it's that guy. All right.
Let me know when you're in.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
I changed it from Garfield to Nixon.
Why Garfield?
It was just a random guess. And then I remembered there was something about Watergate or something, but I don't know if he quit.
Amy?
I mean, I think he was also impeached, but...
Impeached?
Sorry.
They pinched him.
Hey, you've been bad.
He was impeached, but he resigned, so Nixon.
Because you can be impeached and not resign. That's happened with a couple presidents.
Right.
Eddie?
I'm not a crook. Yeah, it's Nixon. Nixon.
Everybody got it. Good job.
Wow.
He quit, man.
Well, he was...
No, he said, I resign.
Famous firsts, okay? Today's May 1st.
Yeah.
Everything's first. What movie did Leo DiCaprio win his first Oscar for?
Oh, that's a good question.
Thank you. I take great pride in my questions.
First Oscar?
I'm in.
Oh, man.
Be a lot of them, man.
Amy's in. Eddie, did you say in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Lunchbox waiting on you.
Yeah, I know you are. Sure.
Lunchbox?
Man. Titanic, man.
Amy?
Titanic.
Eddie?
I figured everyone's going to guess Titanic, so I said Titanic.
The Revenant. The big story
was... He had not won an Oscar yet?
The big story was he'd never won an Oscar until he did The Bear.
He hooked up with a bear.
Mm-hmm. That's what
it
was.
Oh, that's right. That was the big deal, the bear scene.
Yeah. No, he didn't really hook up with a bear.
He didn't?
No. Okay, next up. Who was the first black country music artist to perform at the Grand Ole Opry in 1967?
Oh, I know. I've known it now.
No, you said you were out.
He didn't say he was in to be out.
Oh, my gosh.
That's no rule on out.
No.
Oh, my gosh. You were in the...
You shouldn't make that a rule, Bones. You say you're out, you're out.
Oh.
I don't know if there's...
Did you write it down? You in?
I wrote something down, but...
Are you in?
Yes, can I just... I don't know if they're black.
Well, that's a good question. We'll find out in your answer.
That's Eddie, great. I'm in.
Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Amy,
I'm thinking you were in his documentary, right?
Possibly, but I can't give a hint.
Ugh. Golly. Ugh. Why can't it? Come on.
Gosh, I want to know what Lunchbox wrote. So bad.
I know. Okay, whatever. I don't have anything.
Are you?
Yeah, because I can't think of his name.
You going to answer at all?
The guy you were in his documentary.
Okay, that would be correct. I was in this documentary. I'm a big fan. I was in the documentary, but I'm not going to say who it is yet.
Oh, I know it now.
Well, I'm sorry. Lunchbox.
My brain failed.
Who do you not know if they're black or white?
Charlie Pride.
That's the right answer.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Woo! That was unbelievable. Golly. Don't you know what? I've never seen him.
You know, at first, the funny thing about that is when they first sent out his music, they wouldn't put a picture of him on the real tapes, whatever they sent out, because they didn't want people not to play him because he was black.
That's crazy. Oh,
so they just sent out the music. Eddie?
Oh, maybe that's the album that he saw then. He didn't know.
He didn't know.
Yeah. I have Charlie Pride.
Correct. You got Charlie Pride later, though, Amy? Just didn't get it?
Yep.
Yeah. Eddie 5, LB 4, Amy 3. We have three left. These are famous firsts. What number Apollo was the first manned spacecraft to land on the moon?
Allegedly.
Amen.
What number Apollo was the first manned spacecraft to land on the moon?
Houston, we got a problem.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
I mean, why else would they make a movie about it? Apollo 13.
Amy?
13.
Eddie?
11.
It's 11.
11.
How did you know that?
What do you mean? Because 13, they didn't make it to the moon. Oh, gosh, spoiler alert.
Great point. Did you know that when Ron Howard, because he directed that, right?
Yeah.
He went to NASA to ask for all their footage from the space, and he was going to take it and turn it into high def, and they're like, we don't have anything.
Stop. Here we go.
Wait. Ron Howard's dad was like, don't believe what you see. Anyway,
wait, Ron Howard's dad said that now?
Grandpa.
What? Okay, his grandpa?
Oh, so he was...
Moving on. What was the first city to host the Olympics?
Oh.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Athens.
Eddie?
Athens.
Lunchbox?
Athens.
Did you really write that?
No. Yeah.
Let me see.
You don't need to look at my...
Let Eddie see.
Let me see.
Did you write it down?
Of course.
Let Eddie see.
Cool.
Let Eddie see. Fact check.
Hold on.
He's lying. I think I caught him in a lie.
Hold on. You can't do that, man.
You can't do that.
Hold on.
One fact check.
Hold on. He has it. Why would you guys question?
Because how you said it, and you could, you absolutely.
Why would you question?
Right. I know you could have got it right, but you just went like this, Athens. So that's why it just felt weird.
Okay.
Well, you just show Eddie's so we know.
I mean, it's right there.
I know. I want to see it.
Just show him real quick.
We gonna Mike, you want to look, Mike?
Mike, you look.
Mike, you can look. What does that say?
It says Athens.
Okay. Thank you. There you go. Eddie, you are, that's not good.
What did I say?
You don't believe him.
That's not good. Exactly. I mean, to call me like I'm a cheater, exactly. There ain't no chance.
Was that televised?
No, it wasn't. Okay. Didn't. Bob Costas was not hosting it. All right. Final one.
We're 3 points.
Why not? We're 3 points.
Okay.
Okay.
Because Eddie, since you didn't trust him,
thank you.
This was for 3 points.
Okay, great.
What was the first animated TV show for adults in 1960?
You win, Eddie.
Yeah, he's going to know it.
No, I hold on.
Yeah.
For adults.
Meaning it wasn't just made as a kid cartoon.
Hey, it was like one of those.
No, it was just, it wasn't like a, just made for kids. Right. Like could have been shown in primetime.
Animated.
For 3 points.
It's when Eddie turned 21.
Lunchbox, you can win this.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not going to get it. I'm going to out. Is that the name of the show? You don't know.
Need an answer, guys?
Yeah.
Everybody in?
No. Okay, I'm in.
All right. I am in for the win.
Amy.
Looney Tunes.
Great guess. Incorrect. Really good guess.
Great guess, Amy.
Lunchbox.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
That's newer.
Not a real show.
No, it's a real show.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yeah. Come inside. Let's go inside.
Mickey Mouse Club. Okay. So that's a show that...
Toodles, young toodles.
Is that Mickey Mouse Club?
Clubhouse.
So there's a Mickey Mouse...
It's a show.
Huh. And then Eddie?
I have Looney Tunes.
And the Flintstones.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Eddie, you are the winner.
Let's go.
There he is, famous first winner.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A woman in Michigan told her husband, don't worry about it. I'll go pick up the pizza. She's driving. She's like, man, I'm going to be about 7 minutes early. there's a gas station. I might as well just stop in and get a couple scratch-off tickets while I go get the pizza. Yeah. And while she's waiting for the pizza, scratch, scratch. $2 million.
Wow.
Oh.
Not bad.
It hurts. Not bad. It hurts him. You can hear the pain. You can hear the pain when he has to do somebody else winning the lottery that's not him.
I swear, the lottery has the best PR.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
We have like more lottery winnings. Like, you would think if this many people are winning, like the odds of us
we
winning.
We feel like we
would,
should win.
Right.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. She decided to remain anonymous. She took the lump sum. She got $1.3 million.
Oh, how awesome is that?
She's going to go on vacation.
He's yeah, like happy think? And crying.
God.
He's happy and sad at the same time. Casey Musgrave song. What are you thinking right now?
Just thinking, man, what a vacation that'd be. It'd be a month-long vacation.
So you're happy in your mind?
If I was me.
Okay. Congratulations to her.
And then she remains anonymous. No one knows who she is except for when she doesn't show up for work for another year.
That's
kind of obvious.
All right. Are we happy about this?
Yeah, yes. Man.
All right. There we go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. All right, Eddie wants to confess something. Go ahead.
Guys, I'm a terrible coworker.
What happened?
And I feel terrible about
okay.
it. I feel so bad about it. So the other day I'm leaving work, leaving the parking garage, and I turn onto the street and there's an accident at the intersection right here. And I'm like, oh, wow, somebody got in a wreck. I look around. Ooh, gosh, T-boned or something. Like, yeah. Definitely both cars damaged pretty well. And then I look on this corner. I'm like, well, that girl kind of looks familiar. Who's standing there kind of looks like she's crying. It could be our producer, Lauren.
Swifty Lauren.
Yeah. But I wasn't sure, and my light was green, so I just, like, I just left.
She just went on.
And then yesterday, I asked her, I was like, hey, you didn't happen to get in a car accident, did you? And she starts crying. She goes, yes, it was me.
Oh, okay. I can't believe Mr. All-American Eddie that always pulls over to help people didn't stop.
Hold on, that's not the lead here. First of all, that sucks.
Yes.
I didn't know Lauren was in a car wreck outside the building.
Okay, guys, I saw this too, but I thought, okay, I honestly thought she was a bystander. I didn't think that was actually her that got in her.
You both passed her.
I swear to you, it looked to me, I did not see tears or anything. To me, it was, she looked
you
like
didn't
she was.
See tears.
No, she was with her fiance.
Yeah.
And I thought she had just said bye in the building right before that, but I thought they were on foot walking to get something to eat and they saw the wreck. This is the story I told myself. I was like, oh, they met, but that's weird. I thought they were walking to get food and they saw the wreck. Okay, cool. Looks like they got this handled. I don't know.
I guess they got this handled.
So you knew it was her, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's worse.
It's not worse. I didn't think that was her car. I thought she was just, I thought you were walking to, like, the well
here
with your fiance.
Swifty Lauren, first of all, I did not know you had a wreck outside the building.
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
Okay, so I had literally just left here. I had pulled out of the parking garage. I'd maybe been on the road for not even a minute, and I have the right of way. The light is green. I go through, and then there was a car that was making a left, but they realized they were making the wrong turn. They actually needed to make a right, so they didn't see me coming, so they just hooked a U-ey really fast and just slammed right into me. I had been on the road for less than a minute. I had just left here.
Yeah, I thought she had just walked.
So I have a lot of questions. First of all, let me focus on the wreck. Were you shocked when the dude hit you?
Yes, I was shocked. I was like, are you kidding? Because I had also just gotten into a car wreck 3 months ago. So I was like, this just happened again.
Did you see Eddie drive by you?
I did not see Eddie or Amy. I was very kind of like shaken up, very kind of in shock a little, like, of what just had happened. And also just kind of hoping that I didn't want anyone to see me. I was like, this is kind of embarrassing.
Were you hurt at all?
No. No, thankfully nobody in my car. I was the only one in my car, but the other car, nobody was hurt either.
Your fiance was standing with you.
Yes, yes. So the first thing I did, I called Clay, my fiance, because I don't do well in that type of stuff. I don't know cars. I don't know that whole talk. So I was just like, can you come here and help me?
Okay.
And is your car, what's the deal?
So, I mean, it still works. It's still fine. It's like, it was side swept kind of. So like the passenger, no, not the passenger door, my door, like the driver's door is bent. And I need to take it to the shop this week, but.
So both of you guys passed her by. She almost died.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds like
I love the support. She was pinned in.
Like, did you see anybody else drive by you?
No, nobody that I recognized, but I wasn't looking either. I was kind of just kind of keep a low profile.
And do you think any less of them? Because Eddie saw you and kept driving.
I mean, yeah. What if I was hurt, Eddie? Like, what if I needed help?
Okay. Amy saw you and kept driving.
I saw you. It must have been well into the whole situation because for your fiance to have time to arrive, yeah. And it seemed like there was a lot
Listen
of people.
Her. Listen to her.
So we're like, I just really thought, okay, they just saw. I thought you and your fiance were witnesses.
Like they were saving somebody from the flames.
She must have felt comfort once he arrived because I did not see her in distress or no. I would have definitely.
I saw tears, man. I feel terrible.
definitely.
I mean, he saw tears and still kept driving.
I didn't know it was her.
Yeah. So if it was her with tears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lauren, I parked the car. Are you okay? What's going on? What can I do?
Got it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Okay. But I didn't know who it was.
Were the cops there when you?
No. No cops there.
They had to be.
Yeah, they came.
I'm telling you, there was lots of people. It was a busy situation.
I feel like you were checking on her to make sure cops came at all so you could say you saw her out there.
No, I just can't remember who all was there. I know that it had to be. Yeah. All I know is I was like, oh, look how cute, Lauren, her fiance.
Trying to help these strangers.
You're good?
Yes, I'm fine.
Your car works?
Wow. Yes, okay. All good for now.
We're happy to hear it, but just know, two different reasons that neither one of them stopped.
Wow.
I'll remember that next time.
Anytime I see anyone in distress, it looks like you, I pull over. It doesn't matter. What Lauren, just so you know, it doesn't matter where I am. I always pull over, okay?
Okay, good to know.
Glad you're okay.
And here's the voicemail that started it all.
I just finished the segment where you guys talked about everything that was annoying about each other. And as entertaining as it was, can you guys do like what you guys really enjoy about each other? And I know that'll be hard for Lunchbox, but it'll be really good. Feel good. And I know Amy will love it too. Okay, love the show.
I started this yesterday. I laid out some things that I like about each of you. Lunchbox, you're up today. So you need to tell us, you need to be serious.
And I am serious.
Somewhat sincere. Amy, Eddie, and myself, what you like about each of us, and you start with Amy.
Amy is like a Plinko board. I love it. Story can be going one direction, hits one of those little markers, and boom, it shoots over here. Boom, shoots back to the left, shoots back to the right, kind of like her driving. It's awesome. Very entertaining.
Eventually
never,
it gets there.
It eventually gets there.
Are you talking about your car, too?
Never.
No. Never
really know how we got there, but we got there.
And that's what you really like about it.
Yeah, because it's entertaining.
Thanks.
So you like her driving.
He's not talking about driving. He's talking about my brain.
No, I know, but he says kind of like you're driving.
Right, he didn't have to do that part.
That was just an added shot.
But he's talking about how your brain's all over the place.
An added shot.
But she admits that her brain is all over the place. She says she's like, you know, she has a lot going on.
I like that my brain pings. Sometimes I wish it would take more of a straight shot, but it's okay. Like you said, thank you for the compliment that maybe it stays interesting.
That's what he likes. Okay.
Wow.
Why don't you do me next?
Very creative. Creativity out the wazoo. Just like always has different ideas coming up with this, that, the other. Very creative.
What exactly would a wazoo be?
Isn't it the butt?
Is it the butt?
Oh, is that wazoo?
I don't know. I've heard that before. I didn't know if it was the butt or the front.
I need a report on that.
Either way, I got creativity rolling out of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like you think of one idea and then it's like, oh, that pivots to another idea. And it's like, we're over here like, man, I don't have any ideas.
Wait, so he's got a Plinko board of ideas?
No.
He's got a dried up wazoo.
He's got ideas coming out the wazoo.
Got it. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. That felt pretty sincere for him and from him. Eddie.
Oh, boy.
Great videos. I mean, like when I look at our videos that are online, they look really good.
Wow. I mean, that's nice. That's my job. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, you do run the videos. What looks good about them?
They're cut really tight. Like there's no
editing.
I'm an editor. That's wow.
What about personally? Anything?
That's about it, man.
Nothing. Just I'm a good editor.
Just does his job well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take that.
I mean, he is supposed to just do one thing.
No, I hear you. But I mean, it's like I didn't know if there was anything. They sit right by each other every day. They've sat by each other for 11 years.
Yeah.
I didn't know if personally there was something you enjoyed about Eddie.
Nah, not really that I can think of.
If you had to pick something personally about Eddie, he is our head of video and editing.
And I do good editing, so there's that. But
anything personally that you like, that you would like for your kids to even have as a trait?
Oh, that's
cool. Oh, definitely not.
No, none of that. Okay.
I'll take that back.
Okay.
He's good at accepting Bobby's clothes, so I would like my kids to do that. I think my kids would do good.
What do you mean?
Like you said, is there something you'd like your kids to do?
Sure.
And I absolutely, like if Bobby were to give them clothes, I would love for them to accept him the way Eddie accepts the clothes that you give him. Hmm. I think that he does a very good job of that.
Yeah, I don't want to take a lot of credit for that. I think anyone would accept clothes.
Yeah, I mean, Mike D gets some.
Right.
Mostly it's just like TV show clothes that I've only worn once, and I'm like, I'm not going to wear this. Would you guys like to have it?
I'm no better than you, Lunchbox. If you were offered clothes, I think you would take them, too.
No, I'm saying you do a good job at accepting it. Like, I admire that about you.
All right, well,
You're not scared of taking a handout. Because like, I
love handouts.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I like handouts, so I like that about Eddie. Some people are too... too much pride. They're like, oh, I don't need that. I don't want that.
So we're the same there.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So you like Eddie's ability to take free stuff?
Yes.
Got it.
Like you.
You like you then?
Yeah. No, it's a quality that I have that he has learned how to do.
Hey, that wasn't easy, man.
But he did it.
That was tough, man. Let's keep moving.
Tomorrow, Amy and Eddie will do theirs.
Oh, boy.
8 out of 10 18 to 25-year-olds say that getting rich is their most important goal. Yeah. And then fame comes next. 8 out of 10 80%, 18 to 25.
That's ridiculous.
Number one goal in life. Getting rich. Number two, famous.
That's so dumb.
Which would you rather be, rich or famous?
Rich.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't know. Famous, pretty big.
Okay.
Because famous, you don't have to pay for anything.
That's not true at all.
Mm.
I mean, it's literally not true.
Did you hear his argument?
Mm. Mm.
Certain level of fame, you get free stuff everywhere you go. Free food, free...
But you're talking about the small things like food and like the perks, but you still have to pay for everything like housing.
Well, I understand that.
But you just don't have to pay for anything. You have to pay for almost everything
except
for
like goofy things.
You get a free car.
You don't really get free cars.
I bet Kim K gets a free car.
I bet they pay for more cars than they're given for free.
Okay, she buys extras, but she could drive a free car if she wanted it.
I mean, I have a free car.
There you go.
From Hyundai.
Exactly.
And it's awesome. But I would rather, I'd choose to be rich other than famous.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you would choose the fame. Interesting.
Well, my answer at first in my head was, well, if I'm famous, I could turn that into money, no doubt.
True.
But if I'm rich, I could buy fame.
Interesting.
Like Elon Musk, kind of.
Exactly. Yeah, but 80% is a big number there. That's almost all of them. Like, what's your number one goal coming out of high school or as you finish college? To be rich or famous?
I know.
But the goal is to have an actual goal of what you can be great at. Therefore, you could either become, if you want to be rich or famous, from achieving some cool goal. CEO, startup.
They don't want to be famous for being a CEO.
No one cares about that.
That's too much work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Courtney Cox was sharing about how when her and her fiance at the time decided to do couples therapy, like within the first minute of it, he was like, yeah, I can't do this. And he broke up with her.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. It can be overwhelming, wow. The whole therapy thing. But, you know, she said, hey, I could have just thrown in the towel there and been like, okay, fine, this is over. But what she did is she realized, oh, I can just take this time to work on myself. And so she took whatever information she got from there. She did the work. And guess what? Eventually, they got back together. So
did they ever go back to counseling?
Yeah, I don't know about that part. But they did downgrade. So, like, they were engaged. And then now they're back together. But they're just...
Oh, this is current story?
Yeah, like...
I thought it was, like, from the 90s.
Yeah.
No. This is her boyfriend from Snow Patrol, Johnny McDade.
Yeah. Do you know Snow Patrol, what they sing?
Yes. Hold on.
Hey, Ray, would you pull the music down for 1 second?
No, now I have the wrong song in my head. Seasonally. No.
Do you, it. Hold on. Do it all.
Yes.
This it is.
What a time.
I think you had it, Amy, originally.
I do have it.
I feel like you did, Amy.
Just stay.
Well, yeah, now you're giving it to her.
No, that's what she was singing.
Okay. I could just stay here. For a while. No, I'm just tone deaf.
Oh, like, Amy, I can help you.
If I could just stay.
No, he goes.
In the dun, dun. Dun, 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 with you for all time.
Yeah, it's tough. She's close to lunchbox. Not totally.
But I mean, I agree. I'm a little, I can, if you clap 5 times, I can clap.
Yeah. I say close.
But tone is just off for me.
Yeah, me too. But
well, anyway, I share this story because it's like, hey, if someone breaks up with you, you don't have to throw in the towel right away. Like,
I'm throwing pretty quick.
But you could see, like, hey, what am I contributing?
They're 1 minute into therapy and they're out.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
What am I contributing to this mess? Mm-hmm. And, like, go work on yourself, and then maybe one day you'll eventually get back together. And they're back together, but just not as an engaged couple.
Sounds fishy. If I lay here.
That's it. Lay here.
If I just lay here.
Would you lay with me and just forget the rest of the world?
Yeah, kind of. Just forget the world. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
That's it. Okay, so Domino's is doing this whole, hey, you tip, we tip campaign. And what this means is if you add a $3 or more tip on your delivery order, then they're going to send you a coupon for $3 off your next pizza.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And so they're trying to encourage, like, you to appreciate the delivery driver, and in turn, they'll appreciate you.
I like it. Yeah, what else?
And then if you're wondering, speaking of money, like where it is for your tax refund, did you know that the IRS has a Where's My Refund website?
No.
You can go ask for it.
Didn't feel like I would click that. I feel like that was bait. With all the scams, I'd feel like wheresmyrefund.com is just trying to trick me.
Yeah, well, you can go there, or they also have an IRS to go app. And that's where you can go click and say, where's my refund? It's a little too soon, though, because, I mean, tax day was just like the middle of the month.
It was.
But that's the deadline.
Yeah, the deadline.
But it's not too soon because you could have filed in January.
I thought everybody filed like last minute.
No.
Another one does
everybody
that?
Doesn't procrastinate. No. Yeah, mine were done forever ago. Yeah.
Okay. And then I just shout out quickly to Kenny Chesney because he's officially now tied with George Strait for the most top 10 singles on the Billboard chart. George Strait had 61 and he held the record. And now Kenny with Take Her Home and he's tied with him.
Dang.
61. That's a lot.
Not number ones though, just top 10s.
Still.
No, I know. I'm saying it's... Nobody really. That's like a made up stat. But now it gets huge for Kenny Chesney.
But also George has 60.
Wait, he's more number ones. More number ones. Yeah.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
There was an abandoned dog named Maya howling behind the Walmart in Connecticut, just like looking distressed. Ow, ow. So they called animal control. Like, will someone come check this dog out? Turns out that Maya had 7 puppies. Somebody stole the puppies from Maya and sold them in the parking lot.
Oh.
Wow. So Maya's been running around looking for, like, where are my puppies? So they got the word out, and animal control, instead of just taking Maya back to the pound or whatever, they said, you know what, let's look for these puppies. And they found one guy that bought 2 puppies. That guy returned 2 puppies and helped them find another puppy. So they've recovered 3 out of the 7.
Wow, the fact that they would care to do all that, to track all that down, is awesome.
Exactly.
Dang, they stole our kids.
There's also a $5,000 reward for any of Maya's puppies that are found and returned.
Oh, you think you like get this good deal on a puppy at a gas station or wherever it's sold? I don't know. And then you have to
think about the loser that just stole them.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're thinking you're getting it. I assume that's why the guy's like, "Whoa, okay, I'll give the puppy back." Like,
yeah.
Is it illegal to dog nap like the babies?
I don't know if it's illegal.
It should be illegal.
Nobody owns them.
You can't just take Maya's puppies. They're not yours.
I don't think that's illegal in any way. No. I think you're like safe, but.
So the puppy has no rights?
Yeah. What are we talking about here, man? The puppy, the dog needs rights. Are you a dog lawyer?
Okay, great. But I don't think it does.
Well, right.
Otherwise, what they should have done is just called animal control and allowed for Maya and all the puppies to be taken in. But this person saw a way to make a quick buck and just started selling the puppies, grabbed them all. And the dog's like, where are my kids?
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder if my animals think of like what their mom's up to.
Nah.
No?
No chance, right?
Okay, because I don't know. They never see their, but like, it's weird.
Can't wait for that chip to be put in.
It's a great question, Amy. It's so true.
I know. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Can I rank people and how good they smell, or is that weird? Because I'd put Ray up there.
Oh, in the room.
Well, just on the show.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, I thought you meant like Keith Urban.
No, it's like us.
Carrie Underwood.
Because I don't wear cologne. I don't know that I've ever. I mean, maybe I've owned a bottle in my life. I don't wear cologne. I wear deodorant, and most of it's non-smell deodorant. But is it weird if I do a ranking? Because I think Ray, who I smell sometimes. Lauren, who walks up to my desk and drops stuff off.
She does smell good.
Amy, sometimes I can smell her.
Sometimes.
You can smell me sometimes.
Morgan sits so far away, I don't ever get. But I would rate. I'd go Ray, Lauren, Amy in the smell.
Interesting.
Smell rankings.
So Ray and all the girls.
Not all, but 2. I don't get to smell Morgan enough, and I'm not going to walk over and sniff her.
Yeah, that'd
Morgan,
be weird.
Go
that'd
over
be
there.
Weird.
No,
yeah.
I don't want to smell. I'm just talking general fragrance of people when they are stand near me.
Have you smelled me, dude? I smell good.
I don't.
What do you smell like?
I've never smelled you ever.
Really?
Do you wear cologne?
Yeah.
What kind?
I got Keith Urban cologne.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, I hear you. I've never once smelled you.
That's so weird because we smell Keith Urban all the time and I've never smelled that.
But I don't spray it on my body. I spray it in the air and then I walk through it. So it's very faint.
Maybe you should spray it in your mouth or something. I've never smelled it.
That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. All right.
Where Amy, I get something. Ray. What are you wearing, buddy?
Well, it's usually a mixture of things. I got coconut lip stuff. I got...
It can't be lip balm.
It is.
His lip balm is quite potent.
Spice balm. I have Lalabo from Amy. Various stuff I could be wearing at any time.
Always switching it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ray, Lauren, Amy is my official fragrance ranking for this show.
I'm glad I'm not on it.
You're not on it.
I know.
Yeah, you're not.
Don't care to be.
Let's go over into the morning corny now. Here we go.
The morning corny.
Lightning struck the orchestra, but only one person got hit. The conductor.
I didn't know where the joke was.
That was the morning corny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I was just confused by the whole presentation of it, though.
Yeah, I came at it a little different.
I felt like she was doing, like, Phantom of the Opera. It just seems so bold. But let me also say that coming up this weekend, our iHeart Country Festival presented by Capital One. It's happening. I'm hosting it. Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Old Dominion, so many artists. You can stream it live on Hulu at 8/7 Central, and that'll happen on Saturday night. Still get tickets, Ticketmaster.com. But watch it on Hulu at 8, 7 Central. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you do boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Today is May 1st. Famous firsts. For example, the first person to walk on the moon was
Neil Armstrong.
Allegedly. Okay, here we go. What was the first capital of the United States before Washington, D.C.?
What? There was a capital?
What was the first capital of the United States before Washington, D.C.?
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Dang, I don't know. I wrote down Colonial Williamsburg.
All right, Lunchbox.
Well, thought about Jamestown, but I went with Philly because there's a bell there.
Oh, is that it?
Eddie?
Jamestown, USA.
New York City is the answer. Oh. New York City was the first capital of the U.S. Once the Constitution was ratified, George Washington took the oath of office to become the first president of the United States from the balcony of the old City Hall.
Wow.
Interesting.
Next up. Who was the first woman to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1973?
I'm in.
All right, I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
June Carter Cash.
Eddie?
Loretta Lynn.
Amy?
Loretta Lynn.
Patsy Cline.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're kind of struggling. We're looking to get our first answer.
We're over.
Yeah, those are tough, man.
What was the first organ transplanted successfully in 1954? May 1st, all firsts here on The Answers. What was the first organ transplanted successfully in 1954.
I'm in.
1954. I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Heart.
Eddie?
Kidney, man. OG.
Amy?
Dang. I want something a little simple like the liver.
The kidney.
Yes!
Get you a point there, Eddie.
I'm on the board.
Dang, I went too crazy.
Yeah, the heart, that's tough, dude.
Four left. What was the first Olympic sport in which women could participate?
Baking.
Oh. Please write that down.
What was the first Olympic sport in which women could participate?
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Oh, this is stupid.
Lunchbox?
Track.
Amy?
Running.
Eddie?
Gymnastics.
Tennis. In 1900.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Matthew Webb was the first person to swim across what famous body of water in 1875?
I'm in.
What?
Matthew Webb was the first person to swim across what famous body of water in 1875?
What body of water?
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Suez Canal.
From what did you base that? I just wonder.
Sounds like it's been around a while and sounds like a body of water.
Eddie?
The Baltic Sea.
And from you, what did you base that on?
It just came into my head.
Okay. Amy?
The English Channel.
That's correct.
Thanks.
What the?
I don't even know what that is. I've never even heard of that.
How'd you get that?
I don't know.
Just came into your head?
I just guessed.
Mm-hmm. All right, two left. What was the first color film to win Best Picture, the Oscar, in 1939? The first movie that had color that won the Oscar for Best Picture.
I'm in.
Eddie watches a stupid movie.
You've seen it too.
God, what is it called though?
Five seconds.
1939.
There we go.
Lunchbox?
Life is Beautiful.
Eddie?
The Wizard of Oz.
Amy?
Wizard of Oz.
Gone with the Wind, 1939.
That's the one I was trying to think of. Stupid.
Dang, I thought that was black and white.
Stupid.
Who'd you call stupid?
Himself.
What? Me.
He had no answer. He just went with what? Okay, final one.
Eddie.
What was the first hidden camera TV show in 1948, often called the first reality show? What was the first hidden camera TV show? It started in 1948. It went on a long time.
Oh my gosh, what was that called?
Often called the first reality show.
Started in 1948. Ashton Kutcher even.
Man, I'm in.
Real World was back then?
I'm in
for the win.
Lunchbox?
Totally Hidden Video.
Amy?
Hidden Camera.
Eddie?
Candid Camera.
Candid Camera.
Dang
Eddie.
It!
Wow! Let's go!
Clutch Candid Camera there at the end. I don't even think this is a bad dentist, because I don't know what happened here, but a guy goes in just to have some random work done, has an implant, and the dentist pushed up. And maybe the dentist was like, excited or something, but maybe pushed up too far and it went into his brain cavity.
Is that close?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's right there by it. You feel like it's got to go up a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like I'm doing the hand, but I mean, if it's the top of the jaw.
Man, that means he was pushing hard or she was pushing hard.
Or they have a soft.
Good job not being sexist or catching your sexism.
You never know.
Mid-sexism.
You never know. Men or women dentists.
Good job.
Yeah.
So he goes to a dental clinic and he was like, my mouth's killing me. And they're all right, this is what we need to do. Trust his dentist. I trust mine. I feel like I got a good dentist. His doctor, which they're not saying the name, told his assistant that the tool wasn't working properly. And I don't want to get too much because I don't even like talking about dental stuff. But this isn't like a tooth thing. This is like a brain thing.
Yeah.
And so it went through his jawbone into the brain cavity. And the guy yells like, ah! He did not die. He got very lucky. They removed the metal screw without causing any brain damage. He was discharged after a few days in the hospital. Like, the unluckiest and then the luckiest.
Wow.
So I guess he's back even with a heck of a story.
To tell everyone.
From Oddity Central. That is wild. Lawyers fired for the same thing that Amy has done on the show recently.
Uh-oh.
Falsely telling a story.
Oh, that's funny. That's where you go. No.
What do I do sometimes? I mean, I give
make
theories. No, I'm not making it up, but maybe on a news story, there's theories that I share without any evidence to back it up.
Interesting where you go there, too. No, just using Chat GPT, like cheating.
Oh, okay.
We did a report yesterday. Amy had to do one on Johnny Unitas because I had an autograph from him.
Yeah.
Lunchbox has one on Ed Asner coming up later, the actor. And so, you didn't do it?
Yeah, I did.
His eyes got big.
They got so big. Now he's Googling.
He went, oh, God. That had to be what he was like waking up for school in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Homework?
100%. You get get to school and someone be like, hey, did you do that? And I'm like, we had that dude today? Oh, man.
This dude, he used ChatGPT, which is an app, but it's AI and it just tells you stuff. But he was doing it, according to Daily Mail, he was stressed out, used it to generate emotion. And apparently you can't do AI law.
As a lawyer?
I guess. I guess he maybe didn't even look at it.
Say, what's the defense for, this crime?
Oh, that's funny.
And then you just copy and paste and don't look back at it. I don't know that he did that, but it's funny.
Well.
We got the news coming up in a second. I have some personal news coming up in a second. We have some theories about a big secret here on the show coming up in a second that somebody wants to present. So all that on the way. And if you're in Florida, a big Florida State fan, our newest episode of Too Much Access is up with the Florida State softball team. I do think that's where I started to have rotator cuff tearing.
That's where the injury began.
I think it's where it started. Yeah. I was going a little too hard. When I went and the doctor told me I had tears in my rotator cuff, it's like, how often do you throw? And I was like, only when we're shooting. And he was like, so you go and you just throw for an hour, nonstop, but you never... I said, I warm up before, but he's like, you know, if you don't, do the activity a little bit before you go into it really hard, you're probably going to get hurt. Yes, doctor.
He talked to you like a kid.
Yes, doctor. Yes, sir. So that's up at Mr. Bobby Bones on my Instagram. Go watch our newest episode with the Florida State softball team. They were awesome. What up? Let's go and do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
If your iPhone alarm isn't working, isn't waking you up in the morning, you aren't alone. For a lot of people, the clock's app isn't working.
What?
And so people are just sleeping in. Even if you're late to work, how do you use this as an excuse?
Oh, yeah. That's what I use.
No, but I'm saying even if it hasn't broken for you,
I know,
you just
I get
overslept.
It.
Just be like, and then show me. Show the app now. Set it for 1 minute. Let's see what happens.
It's broken again.
It gives me anxiety.
Apple has heard hundreds, even thousands of complaints on social media and discovered the issue. They say the expected sound for some users is not working and a fix is on the way. That's tough. You're going to bed just hoping your alarm works.
I know.
I would not sleep. I don't sleep anyway. But going to bed, and luckily I'm a ninja and don't have to, well, I have neurosis. Not the same, but close.
Kind of.
My alarm never goes off. I have it set. I never get to my alarm.
You just wake up.
I hate
it.
I hate that happens.
You know, I have I set mine to sleep mode. And if you do that, you won't get any calls, no texts, nothing. And I didn't know that.
Your alarm will go off though.
Well, yeah, but what if somebody needs me in the middle of the night?
You can actually call through it and you can add people to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like if you're away from your wife or something, but you want her to get through, you could add her or your kids.
But mostly just add me.
Just and Bobby.
See, Morgan, this is why it's good that your dad still calls you in the mornings.
Exactly. My backup alarm clock.
That is so crazy. How old are you, Morgan?
I'm 30.
Oh, my goodness.
He's my backup alarm clock. I don't ever want to miss work. And he's
it's special.
And no. So what does he say? Does he say the same thing every morning?
No, we talk about things.
Wake up.
Good morning.
Well, it always starts with, hey, you awake? How's it going over there? And then we catch up on life.
Does he have an alarm that tells him to be your alarm?
I don't think so. I think he just knows to call me. Yeah.
What if there's a dude over at your house? He still calls and you talk to him when you're sitting next to a dude.
Well, the dude would, one, stop talking probably for dad's call. The phone just doesn't answer itself.
I'm just saying, it feels weird that dad has to call you when a dude's in bed. It just seems weird.
Morgan's not.
Why are you fantasizing about Morgan's?
I just find it weird.
Right, from Polestar, Taylor Swift comes in number one. She broke $1 billion with her Eras tour. Beyonce's Renaissance tour grossed $580 million. Bruce Springsteen grossed $380 million. They made a bunch of money. Now, gross is not what they get. Gross is all the money coming in before they pay all the bills. But it's the first ever to break $1 billion. That's pretty wild. Congratulations. North Carolina man says his sister's dream foretold his lottery jackpot. A North Carolina man won $837,000 after his sister had a dream that he encountered riches. In her dream, I found a bunch of gold. I guess dreams do come true. He bought the winning $1 cash five ticket.
$1.
I was stunned. At first, I saw the jackpot went back down to $100,000. So I knew someone had hit it. I had no idea it was me.
Wow.
After taxes, he will take home $598,000.
Oh, dang.
I mean, if that sister had that dream, that sister needs to get a little cut of that, mm-hmm. that pie.
Huh. So sister had a dream, told him, I had a dream about this, and then he went and bought a lottery ticket?
Or did she tell him after, and she really did, and she's like, I had a dream. That is from UPI. So I guess the problem, let me read you the headline of the story, and then I will give you the fundamental issue I have with the story. The twist on season two of MILF Manor, fathers and sons are going after the same women.
What?
So MILF Manor airs Sunday nights, 10 p.m. It follows six moms ranging from 40s to 60s as they date younger men in their 20s. It's a show. I'm not going to spoil anything. The real headline for me is not that it's on TLC, but TLC is the learning channel. What are you learning from MILF Manor?
Oh, the learning channel.
Yeah, this has been a thing with TLC. They just create programming that people are like, dang, I didn't know that I was this interested.
But sometimes when you're
bizarre lives,
when your brand starts going a different way, you just roll with it.
Absolutely.
Man.
Yeah, they have a lot of shows. A lot of their shows are like that.
Yeah.
It is not educational programming. It is Untold Stories of the ER. It is Return to Amish. It's Crack Addicts, but not crack. It's the crack, the back. The
chiropractors. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. It's Baby Surgeons.
Was Honey Boo Boo on
probably.
TLC?
Sounds like it was.
Okay. I think so.
Baby Surgeons.
Yeah, so don't be confused with their babies doing surgery.
That's what I thought.
They're surgeons who deliver babies.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
They had a show, My 600-Pound Life.
Mm-hmm.
Shows like that, where I'm learning that I'm interested in things I didn't know I was interested in, I guess. So MILF Manor.
That sounds interesting.
Okay, so they're dating the 20-year-olds, but then suddenly the dads are like, whoa, I'm into you?
You're really into this, huh? Maybe following up on the
Maybe like, where do I apply?
I'm interested.
Bumble will no longer require women to make the first move. Morgan, your thoughts on this?
I mean, it's what makes Bumble stand out. Like Hinge, it makes it exactly like Hinge,
so
in my opinion.
Bumble has always been where women had to say what up first. It gave them a bit of power and a bit of not having to deal with creeps all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It made you feel safe a little bit. 10 years after creating the new model for dating apps with women make the first move, Bumble is opening the door to men starting conversation. Bumble is rolling out a new feature called Opening Moves that will let female users set a prompt to which male suitors can respond to initiate a conversation. For example, she could write, what are you wearing? And a guy would respond, camo briefs. Or that's what I would respond. So it's not free as to where you just get on, anybody can send you a message if you're a woman, but they are doing things. And I'm surprised too, they haven't allowed like people who pay a subscription to be able to initiate with women.
Oh, you can pay subscriptions now on both Hinge and Bumble, and you can be part of the Beeline, or you get more roses. Like, you get better matches. There's definitely a money scheme happening with dating apps.
Oh, yeah.
And by that money scheme, though, what
business.
We mean is
profiting.
Not communism, not socialism, but
Capitalism.
Correct.
Ooh,
yes.
Got it.
A money scheme, yeah. Or, well,
capitalism.
You build a business. It's capitalism. That's mm-hmm. correct. CNN. Bon Jovi admits he got away with murder, not literally, but he is still married. But he said he had 100 girls in his life at some point, and his wife just kind of dealt with it.
Did he say this in the new Hulu documentary?
John Bon Jovi admits. It was an ABC special.
Oh, okay.
And yes, because that ends up going on Hulu.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that's the formula there. So he admitted that he indulged in the rock star lifestyle a little too much during the 80s. He admits he's no saint. When it comes to his 35-year marriage, he said it's pretty good for him back in the day. He said, and he told Michael Strahan, in Halfway There, which is Halfway There.
Whoa!
Right, cool. So he said, I'm a rock and roll star. I'm not a saint. I'm not saying there weren't 100 girls in my life.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
You think?
He said, but if you think I was ever going to jeopardize my anything for believing the narcissist in me was real, what a stupid thing to do. What kind of excesses does a man need that's going to fuel that fire? It's just not worth it. I think he knows that now.
Oh, sure, sure. And life's about learning, man.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've seen the preview to whatever documentary just came out. I mean, I saw the trailer 2 months ago, and the documentary just came out. And in the promo, one of the guys, I don't know who he is, the bassist maybe, he's like, yeah, I shouldn't have been married back then. I'm like, I gotta watch this.
So it feels to me like this ABC deal is a promo
for the documentary.
And it's on Hulu as well, but it's also a promo for the documentary.
Yeah.
That's the same company. His wife's tolerance is what allowed them to survive 35 years.
Yeah, usually that's what it is.
Because she knew what was up.
You think? 100 girls.
Yeah.
I mean, probably more than that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's just like a thing. 100 girls.
Dang.
Why you need to wear sunglasses every day, even when it's cloudy. Experts reveal that it is not overkill to wear sunglasses when it's cloudy and you're outside. Because if you don't, it could prevent serious health problems. Because even just because you don't see the sun doesn't mean the sun doesn't reach you.
Like, that's like...
Yeah, the UV rays. They're still
sure.
Down. That's like what?
They say like when it's overcast or whatever, you can still get a sunburn.
Same thing with sunscreen, right? If you're mm-hmm. out, the sun can actually nail you through the clouds, even though you don't feel it the same. So it's the UV rays. She goes, if you're outdoor, I'd just put it on if I were you. So I still don't. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm like, might as well, feels like a good day for clouds. You know what? I don't even do it when it's sunny. You know what? I don't even go outside. I'll be honest with you. I don't even go outside. I'm good. I don't need to go outside. IR Country Festival presented by Capital One is Saturday in Austin, Texas. We will be there. It'll be on Hulu. Speaking of Hulu, 8, 7 Central on Saturday night on Hulu. We'll be there. You can still get tickets if you want to go. Ticketmaster.com. You can watch it on Hulu. Keith Urban, Old Dominion, Brothers Osborne. I'll be hosting it. Jelly Roll. It's a lot of people. But on Hulu, be sure to check it out on Saturday. That's your news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
A couple of things, and they do not have to do with each other. 1 week from today, so today's May 1st. I think that would be May 8th at 2 p.m. Central. I'll be holding a press conference to announce something 1 week from today. Nobody knows anything about it, but this is the first time I'm saying anything about it. It has nothing to do with what I'm about to talk about as well. So just put that in. I'll do it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. 1 week from today at 2 p.m. Central Time, Mr. Bobby Bones' Instagram. Secondly, again, no connection with this at all. Morgan wants to read some listener theories about the secret that Eddie knows that he had to sign the non-disclosure agreement to learn.
And listeners have theories about this?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a little development there. Again, my press conference, 1 week has nothing to do with this. So I don't want them to get jumbled up. But we're going to go through those theories next. And then some new news on this. And then Lunchbox has a report on Ed Asner. 90-second report on Ed Asner, the actor.
Oh, he's an actor.
Yeah, see? Okay. You don't even know. Yeah. We'll get to that and your calls. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Allow me to reset this real quick. I got a call. Hey, will you come and learn some industry country music secret and meet with the record label and sign this document that's called a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA. But if you share the secret, you have to pay $1 million. And I'm like, I don't want to know the secret, even for free. I'm good. They're like, no, you need to know the secret. I'm like, no, thank you. So Scuba Steve learns the secret. And then I say, well, can Lunchbox and Ray learn the secret? And they're like, no chance. But then they ask if they can give the secret to Eddie for some reason. So Eddie signs the paper. If he shares it, it's $1 million. It's a fine, apparently. I don't know what it is. Okay? So that's the whole story that happened like 2 weeks ago. It was not made up. It's not us like searching for content, anything like that. That's really what's happening behind the scenes here. However, did you guys get the... Well, I'll come to that after this. You got the message today?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm confused by it.
We'll come back in a second. Okay, Morgan, you have listener theories.
Yeah, so there's listener theories that this big secret involves the show and not actually anybody outside of the show.
Okay, I'd be curious to hear them, but I don't know the secret, but I can probably tell you if some of these are true or not true, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so Bobby, you and your wife are having a baby.
No, that is not true. That is not this. I mean, maybe at some point in our lives, but right now, that is not accurate. She is not pregnant. Incorrect.
Okay. Lunchbox won some version of the lottery.
I don't think he would be able to keep it a secret.
Yeah, why would I tell Eddie?
He wouldn't even be here.
I think it's because people think you like wouldn't tell anybody without an NDA. I think that's where that theory is.
I would tell everybody.
I would scream it from the rooftops. I would stand on a street corner with a sign that says, I won the lottery.
Okay, what else?
That's wrong.
I got secretly married.
Any remarks to that?
No, I have not gotten secretly married. I would also shout that from the rooftops.
Okay, go ahead.
Amy adopted another kid.
Oh, whoa. That'd be crazy.
Why?
That's a lot. You already have two as a single parent.
But she's mentioned she's wanted to. She's thought about
it. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot, man.
Sorry, are you saying that could be... No, yeah. It has nothing to do with the show.
Right. Listen, this is listener theories.
Okay, go ahead.
And then Eddie and his wife renewed their vows in a really big way.
What?
Listen, I don't... Guys,
what's that mean in a big way? Like, they did it naked?
Well, because he's been talking about them, like, renewing their vows, and he just wanted to make it, like, a fun big secret.
Nothing about Eddie's big.
So...
Okay.
Well, no, you often say his nose is.
Oh, that's right, his nose is big. I was talking about the other part.
You already said nothing.
You said nothing, so now you can no longer say his nose is big.
We just strike that from the record.
So this is what I'd like to say. I did not sign the papers. I now know the secret.
Wait, why do you know it without signing?
I signed my life away and you know the secret?
Yeah, because everybody's getting kicked out of the building today. After you guys know this now. They're asking everybody to leave the building today at a certain point after the show so we can record it.
Record what?
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's what I don't understand. Exactly. Now, I was confused by the email because it was like, Bobby's going to be there. And I'm like, well, Bobby doesn't know the secret. He's not allowed to know the secret. Then B, so we will react... How will we? I thought the whole reaction would be whatever the secret is.
I don't know the full secret. I only know part of the secret. I know what's happening, and I'm going to be let in on it right before I. But they're making everybody leave the building, so whatever happens, so people.
record label's coming here.
Uh-huh.
And they're kicking us out.
Uh-huh.
Because they have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I have my theory.
Okay. What is it?
That Bobby has been asking artists every time they come in to be a co-writer or a co-singer on some song called Plural Roar Murals.
It has nothing to do with
and
me.
And so Bobby and they finally got someone to take the bait.
Not it. And it's not has nothing to do with me because I don't even know the full secret. They just had to tell me enough to for me not to freak out when they asked everybody to leave the building.
So how do we know?
You don't.
No, no.
Are they bringing a hologram here? Remember?
I don't know.
Of Elvis or something?
That would be awesome. Or the real Elvis.
No, but what I'm saying is how do
what
we...
What if that's the announcement? Hey, later today after you guys leave, hey, pretty daddy, I'm here and I'm 83 years old and I'm going to announce it. That would be awesome. I guess why you guys can't know, Eddie's being quiet because he didn't want to say anything.
I'm just here so I don't
why
get
you
fine.
Can't know is because we have to tape it. There would be days since the taping of it to the air that you could reveal it. That's why you have to leave. But they knew I'd freak out if I was like... kicking you guys out of the building. And I was like, okay, I get it. So I'll be learning the full secret later.
Cool.
Without signing an NDA. That's messed up.
Wait, so you could
$1 million.
So you could go the rest of the time
telling people
say something and not get sued.
Uh-huh. But I'm not going to because
I get that.
Unless it's so good.
And that's why they tell you secrets.
They'll be yelling rooftops like you won the lottery, you know? yeah. So but was it weird when you guys got a note saying you had to leave the building?
Yeah, I was like, what?
How was it said to you?
It says you need to leave tomorrow at this time.
What? Like, say it again?
You need to...
It says you have to vacate the building at this time. Mm-hmm. No one is allowed here except for Bobby, Eddie, and Scuba. No questions.
It said no questions?
I didn't see
but
that
you asked the question.
Did it say no questions?
No.
No.
It just says, heads up. Having to clear the building tomorrow at 10:38 before guests arrive. Yeah. If you need to come back to finish your work, I can text you when everything wraps.
You will be escorted out by armed guards.
No, nothing at all.
And I'm like, come back.
It is not a bit that we created, I promise you. We've done some bits off of this, but it's not something we created. It's not going to be like, oh, like Lunchbox's little bits he does.
I don't do little bits.
You do.
You do.
Do you want to do your tease for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm going to change someone's life.
Yeah, here we go.
In this studio, I have something that is going to change someone's life. I'm not going to tell you who it is. You may have to sign an NDA if you want me to tell you early.
You know you have to get an attorney to write up the NDA, and that's going to cost you money.
Oh, it does?
He has an attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's his friend.
He yelled once on the podcast, I'll call my lawyer.
That's right.
He did say that.
John Hodges, man. Check him out.
Yeah. So tomorrow you're going to change somebody's life.
I'm going to change someone's life. And I mean, you don't want to miss it. Like this is, it could be.
Oh my God.
Tell me something good. Could be the biggest tell me something
it's
good we've
big.
Had. Yeah.
It's that big. Okay.
In a while.
So we got multiple things here.
I mean, who's excited to have their life changed?
In what way?
But you often dangle, and then when you finally get to the carrot, it's not a carrot at all.
And you never do anything for other people completely.
Yeah, true.
It's always a little bit for you.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow. He'll finally reveal the end of that segment, too.
Man, I'm excited.
But the thing we're recording today is not tomorrow.
Right. Two different things.
I don't even think I can say when it's going to be, but not, it won't be forever away. Because I don't even know exactly when, just kind of.
But back to Lunchbox's question, uh-huh. when it plays back or whatever, mm-hmm. we react in that moment.
I don't know how it's going to work because I don't know what it is. I just
are we allowed to speak?
I don't know what to say. I don't know what it means.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll be able to speak.
Okay.
At some point.
This whole thing is getting...
It's weird.
Confusing.
Yeah.
I just have I was 2 days years old story for you guys. So I'm 23 now. Probably when I was like 20, I figured out how the light in the fridge turned off and on. I guess before I just never thought about it. I just thought it was like a sensor. But then one day I was like, hey, did you guys know that this button gets clicked when the door closes? That's what turns off the fridge light. And they were all like, yeah. And I was like, well, I was 2 days years old.
Thanks for your vulnerability. Yeah. It's hard not to laugh at some of these. But that's the point of them is that we have one that we feel idiotic about too. And everybody's like, duh. But yeah, I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, all the refrigerators have a little button.
Uh-huh. Thing. And I knew that, but there are things that I didn't know that you guys were like, duh, we knew that.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't judge anyone if they say, I was 2 days years old when I found out. That's kind of that frees you from any judgment because we kind of all have one of those. It's now time for 90 seconds on Ed Asner, the actor. Lunchbox is going to do a report. I collect these signatures, and I got one from Ed Asner. And so this is how we're broadening our knowledge. 90 seconds on the clock, Lunchbox, and go.
Yeah, Ed Asner. He was born in Kansas City, Missouri, but he hails from Kansas City, Kansas, where he grew up. And then he started college, and he was doing college. He's working in a steel mill, and he was going to do journalism. They're like, hey, there's no money in journalism. He's like, all right, I'll start being an actor. Starts being an actor, then boom, gets drafted into the military. Got to go to the war.
Wow.
And in the war, what did he do? You don't know, do you? He traveled around and did plays at army bases. Like, he was like an actor, like, to keep the morale up. And then he got back, started doing small jobs. Then he got the job on the Mary Tyler Moore show. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, being the boss. Kind of like the bald guy, chubby type guy.
That's
sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was such a hit on there that he got his own spinoff called, like, Lou, and that's how he became a famous Hollywood actor.
And that's it. And see, that's a good report. That's a good...
I mean, it shows I don't know, so I don't really know how to tell you about...
Was, like, he on a Simpsons episode?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I still feel like that.
I don't know. He did appear in 3 episodes of Modern Family the last season, I think.
Do you recognize him from Modern Family?
I recognize him. He was like the grandpa.
There you go. Nice job.
So he had a lot of voiceover work in other TV shows, but I don't really know.
He was the guy in Up. He was the grandpa in Up, too.
Never seen it.
Oh, he's the voice for the grandpa?
The grandpa with the big dog.
Why are we calling out that Lunchbox said he hails from somewhere?
I did it because you did it, Amy.
Yeah, I feel
literally.
Like he did it on purpose.
It was kind of a parody of you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I made sure I said hail.
Funny, haha.
What were you asking?
What do you know him for? Like, why did you...
Mary Tyler Moore. I saw that his auto cut was up on eBay because I just searched for auto cuts, like cutout signatures that have been authenticated. That's what I collect. He was also in the Santa Claus. He was Santa Claus at the end.
Oh.
Or Elf, sorry, when he sits on his lap. You know when the big Will Ferrell sits on the lap?
Oh.
And also he tells the story.
Oh.
That's Ed Asner.
That's Ed Asner?
Uh-huh.
The big Elf?
The Santa Claus. He's Santa Claus and Elf.
Okay, so that's not who tells the story. Who tells the story is the big
head
Elf.
Oh, but that's... Is that not who that is? I don't know. I've only seen it like once.
Okay.
I never even watched
Elf. You're a big fan, huh?
My wife's family, they watch it every Christmas Eve. I know we never did that. We didn't.
But he had a lot of work. I mean, you going over all these stuff, I'm like, yeah, okay, maybe he was in that. He had so many.
Papa Elf. He's Papa Elf and Elf.
Oh, he is?
He tells a story.
Okay, yeah. So he does tell a story.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Guys,
Elf. He's Bob. Okay. That's Bob Newhart.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a Bob Newhart one too.
You do?
Yeah, from a check.
Hey, they cut
the check off. It's Bob Newhart.
Wow.
I know, that's pretty cool. Okay, let me play. This is Jenny from Mississippi.
I'm a big fan of your songs.
She loves your songs. And what's your favorite, Caroline?
Hobby Lobby Bobby.
Hobby Lobby Bobby.
Well, I mean, if the people demand it.
Yeah, man, give it to them.
I thought that was like someone on helium at first.
Right. Yeah, it sounded like that.
Four-year-old kid, yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Wisconsin. A woman and her boyfriend were up having a few drinks when they started talking about taxes. He's like, oh, yeah, don't worry. I didn't finish my taxes. And she says, you didn't finish your taxes? You're going to go to jail. And he's like, no. He was trying to explain that he filed an extension. And she got so mad, she pulled out a gun. Pop!
I'm surprised that people who care about people doing their taxes carry a gun and just pull it out like that. Because paying your taxes is kind of a responsible thing, getting it done in time.
Yeah, I see that.
But then to have a gun,
right.
Not just have a gun, because some people have guns and they should have guns, but to pull it out and then for a pop to happen because of the situation, they don't really go together.
But luckily, the bullet missed him, whizzed by his ear, so he went for a walk. And she followed him down the sidewalk and pop, shot him.
Oh, I think maybe she's just looking for a reason to shoot him.
I think so too. I think the taxes were...
right.
So I'm assuming he didn't die.
No, he didn't die. It was like in the leg.
Yeah.
Oh, but God. When she was arrested, she was significantly above the alcohol limit.
Yeah. Or works for the IRS and is really passionate about her work.
Taxes.
One of the two. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Wasn't meant to be a sensitive subject, but we were talking about on this show in our post-show podcast, we were talking about how some people are doing extra work to like create extra money or create side hustles or even maybe new careers. And some people were like, wait, what's happening here? Why are people trying to leave the show? Not particularly, but some people are actually trying to create maybe a secondary career that leads to something. I guess Lunchbox was motivated and inspired by this, so he's applied for a new job.
Mm. Oh, good. Good for him.
Like, so wait. That way he's just not sitting?
When does it start?
What's the job?
The job is, we talked about it, it's a cruise line. They're letting you come cruise on their dime, where you get to go on the cruise, gamble. They give you gambling money to try out their new casino, and you go on a voyage for 1 to 2 weeks and hit the open seas.
And how did you apply?
I just went online. We talked about it, and I found the news story, and you said if I got it, I could go. So I went, filled out the information.
Is that a sound effect for filling out the information?
Yeah, it's me clicking on my computer. Click.
And what do they ask?
That's the problem. They didn't ask any of my, like, hey, how many Instagram followers that? They just said, put your name, your address, and your email. That's it.
So they'll probably take that email and save it and use it for, hey, sign up for a cruise.
Exactly.
The newsletter.
If you get that job, it's really only 2 weeks of you going on a cruise and having fun, you absolutely can go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Really?
Absolutely. It's hilarious.
Oh, just for him?
Yeah. Hey, check out.
Unless you want to apply. You can apply too. You apply. You can go too if you get it.
Oh, no. Deadline's passed.
That's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the deadline?
April 30th at noon. Oh.
So you held it purposefully so no one else would?
100%. Oh,
yeah, of course he did.
Do you take someone with you?
Yep. I get to bring a guest.
Who are you taking?
I mean, I don't
know. You don't have to take Eddie. I think we said that.
You did say that, but you said you both had to
have two people gone.
Well, you said you both had to apply, and I don't think he applied.
I did not.
Got it. So, but you can take whoever you want. But if you do get it, you can go.
All right.
Hilarious. You just got to call us like every day.
Yeah, where are you at? Oh, we're at the Baltic Sea. Where? The Red Sea, the Caspian Sea now, man.
What about all that money you're spending on gambling of your own money that you made?
Oh, no. I get to spend the money of the boat. They gave me $500. I'm just playing with that.
That's crazy.
Amazing, dude. Thanks to casino.org.
Well, he doesn't even need to go.
I know.
He
can just do that one there.
Commercial.
All right, we're done. You guys have a great rest of the day.
Bobby Bones.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.